We're doing brachos, we're up to Chavtet Amud Aleph. Three lines before the really wide lines. Ma'amnachon amal shmoel kol ha'shana kulam pelel adam havineinu. All year long, you want to daven havineinu, go ahead. Chutz, except for the exceptions. Mimatzei Shabbos, u'mimatzei yamin tovim, m'pnei shtrich l'mar avdala, b'chonein adat. You got to say Abdullah, and that wasn't instituted in havineinu, so you can't say it on matzei Shabbos and matzei yamtim. Matkiv la'rav amal shmoel, v'neim rabach harvit b'fnei atzma. The Mishnah says there's a machlokas where you say Avdallah, so why don't you just add a bracha? Go with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says Avdallah deserves its own blessing. So ordinarily you'd say Avinenu without an added blessing. Now you'll stick in Avinenu. You'll add a fourth blessing like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, how could you do that? Atukol shana kulami avdinat Rabbi Akiva, dashtanami nevid. We don't go like Rabbi Akiva all year long. We don't make a separate bracha for Abdullah. You want us to do that now? Well, the reason we don't do it all year long is because Chazal were metakin specifically 18 and not 19. So you can't say 19 blessings in Shmona Esrei, right? Really? Because we said there has to be a source for every number you're going to say.
Yeah, but then we gave a source for 19, didn't we?
We did. So that's a good point. Hachanami sheva tikun tamni lo tikun. So here too, they instituted seven, not eight. So you can't do that. So you can't fill it in. Matkiv la mazuta. Mazuta says, what does that mean? V'nechlala mechlal. Why can't you just incorporate it? Just like you shortened every other blessing, so incorporate them. You're havineinu. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu hamavdil ben kodesh lechol. Stick it in. Kasha, the Gemara says, that's a good question. Okay, fine. We don't die from good questions. That this is still the halacha. You can't say havineinu on Matzei Shabbos and Matzei Yom Tov.
The answer is simple. Bai already told us, you're cursed if you say havineinu.
Amar veva barabai kol shana kulam pelel adam havineinu. All year long you could say havineinu. Chutz mimot hagshamim, except for the winter. Mipnei shetzarich lomar shela bevikat hashanim, because you have to ask for rain, and it's not there in havineinu. Matkiv lamazuta v'nichlela michlal. So Mar Zutra again says, well, why can't you just include it? Answers the Gemara, nah, people will get all mixed up. Why didn't you answer that before? You'll also get confused. Amre, so the students answered, no, Havineinu, Havdala, you're going to mention at the very beginning of Havineinu. So there, people don't forget as much. It's like Mashi Baruch Morde Geshem. It's easier to remember. But go remember Yale V'Yovo. By the time you get there, you're already zooming through. Your tongue's running. Your mind's gone. So at the end of Avinenu, you're going to make changes. That's much harder. So that's why it's more realistic. We should worry that a person is not going to remember. He's going to lose it. But this Gemara is very unique. We have a few Gemaras like this in the Shas, but they're unique. What the Gemara really did here was it brought a conversation. Halacha, Marzutra's question, Kasha. Next Halacha, Marzutra's question, answer. And then the Gemara goes back and says, why'd you tell me Kasha before? So the Gemara is addressing itself. The Gemara had editors. This had to be there. This wasn't a mistake. And when the Gemara addresses itself, so one time we have to learn the Rashi in the seventh parak of Shabbos that discusses how that works. Rashi discusses that they organized the Gemara in a certain way, the Talmidim of Ravina and Ravashi. And so sometimes the Gemara addresses, hey, why'd you organize it that way? Because that was already an accepted part of the Gemara. Meaning it's not just, hey, why'd you say that? Because if I really didn't agree with saying that, it wouldn't be there. It's why you incorporated that in the Gemara. That means that the Beis Medrash agreed that that's a part of the Gemara. So it's not just a conversation. Now the Gemara says, gee, why did I say that? No. It's you said that, so you obviously paskin that. So if you paskin that, so now I'm asking, why'd you paskin that? And here, give me a different answer. And you see, Amre, the student's answer. Ati lemitrit. So what happens if he's confident he won't be mitrit? Let's say the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the Chazan shouldn't do Birchas Kohanim because he's going to lose focus. But if he knows he won't, he could. The Gonim say that that's Pshat in Rosh Hashanah. Makre Matkia. Don't you blow shofar, you'll get all confused. But if you're confident, you will. So we paskin, you could. If you're confident you could be Chazan for Musaf and lead the blowing of shofar, you could do that. Because it's the same concept as Birchas Kohanim. We're concerned you shouldn't get confused. If you know you won't, fine. What about here? So the Magen Mishnah brings from the Kesef Mishnah, from Rabbeinu Manoach, that the same halacha here. If you know for sure you're going to get in V'tein Talu Motar, you're not going to miss it, you could say Havinenu in the winter too. But the Kesef Mishnah says, I looked for anyone to say the same as Rabbeinu Manoach, and I couldn't find anyone who says like him. The logic's good, but no one else says it. So, okay.